Blog Talk Radio.
I don't even wanna fucking talk to these niggas.
Yeah.
Let's just show 'em.
Yeah.
Nope.
I see dead rappers the dead of night to get a sight. Go shit, that's why I never write by time. Not get a refund, nigga. You can make a movie and not get a rerun, nigga.
See that?
But you can make a scene and I make a buck. My steelos, treat them like a kilo. Cut them or tape them up. I ain't the killer type, I'm the villa type. Black tuxedo and the Porsche is vanilla white. I can't even pillow fight. Guns in the pillowcase. Trying to count the old bills, the shit's got the low face. Start with a low weight, start with a couple rhymes. I did the shit once, I could do it a couple times.
I'm in.
My nigga look at me now. It's a show, not chill when they booking me now. Wolf King, fuck around and get you put in the ground. Be the best out, it's no need for looking around.
200 on the dashboard, so I gave it to him. Then he had the nerve to ask for it, so I gave it to him. You ain't got to talk behind his back, you should say it to him. Then he tried to pull up where I'm at, so I gave it to him. They wanted the LOX shit, so I gave it to him. Strippers wanted money in the club, so I gave it to him. Homie wanted 50 from the plug, so I gave it to him. All my niggas needed was some love, so I gave it to him.
Big man with the muscles, I can all put the razor to him. Silverback, brains on the wall like Gorilla Glue. Cross any one of my niggas, I don't care how you do him. Send his cold body back home, I don't care how you flow him. Brother cousin used to work with him, I don't care how you know him. Send my main bitch to go fuck him, I don't care how she screw him. Plant based, vegan or beef, I don't care how you chew him. Life got too many fucking hits, it's hard to pull him. Been underrated, but the streets, they got us too warm. I'm like, thank you, cuz, just because. Fame and money bring jealousy, that's what it does. Niggas lie on IG just to get a buzz. Someone his college paid off, so I gave it to him. Sent my nigga money in jail, it just made it to him. Cross me, suck my dick, if you related to him. And when I'm dead and gone, just be glad you know.
200 on the dashboard, so I gave it to him. Then he had the nerve to ask for it, so I gave it to him. You ain't got to talk behind his back,
yeah.
Then he tried to pull up where I'm at, so I gave it to him. They wanted the LOX shit, so I gave it to him. Strippers wanted money in the club, so I gave it to him. Homie wanted 50 from the plug, so I gave it to him. All my niggas needed was some love, so I gave it to him. First time seeing some profit, it was amazing to him. Now he want one of my watches, so I gave it to him. You just keep the gun in your pocket, that's good behavior to him. He ain't even gotta repay me, that's just a favor to him. Reason that they worship the God, I'm like a savior to him. Sometimes I give it to him harsh, at least I gave it to him. Told my man they in the air, then they made it to him. Dance with the devil one time, now I'm related to him. From the dirt to the muddy waters, yeah, I made it to him. Couple flicks, couple money orders, so I gave it to him. Mom, Dukes, wifey and my daughters try to gate it to him. As soon as some things cross the border, yeah, I gave it to him. You already know, top and go, that's how Jada do him. Look him in his eyes, be a man about it, say it to him. Then again, you'll probably do it how I hate it. Damn, silence for 10 years, I put the potato to him. 200 on the dashboard, so I gave it to him. Then he had the nerve to ask for it, so I gave it to him. You ain't got to talk behind his back, you should say it to him. Then he tried to pull up where I'm at, so I gave it to him. They wanted the LOX shit, so I gave it to him. Strippers wanted money in the club, so I gave it to him. Homie wanted 50 from the plug, so I gave it to him. All my niggas needed was some love, so I gave it to him.
Yeah, bitch, I'm heavy metal in you.
Zeppelin. Niggas is bitches, bitches, I think they full of estrogen. And we hold court and take your life for a settlement. Yes, I'm the best, and no, I ain't positive, I'm definite. I know the game like I'm reffing it. This is the Carter 3, the New Testament. And I'm the God, and this is what I bless them with. Bitch, I'm me, I'm me.
God They just praying that I crash. Cause those guys, they don't wanna see you last. They take a $3 million above your tax. A tub full of money, I still can't relax. Time spinning, Lord forgive me, I'm a sinner. Conquer, divide niggas. Wrong side of the position, only divine winning. Better listen when I tell you how I put time in it. Please forgive me, God did. So leave me in the dark, swimming with the sharks. Dope boy, big calm, still the biggest boss. Got a kilo on the plate, send him on the freight. Or oh, I could go and buy a bank, I know my money's safe.
They count in the south. They didn't think that we would make it up. They didn't believe in us. Oh, but I know God is enough. Oh, yes, he did.
Judges, I say that for Britney. They smell blood like a shark, they start acting fishy. Well, I'ma have to act a ass and they gon' have to kiss me. Please don't hate me just to hate me. Before they overrate me, they gon' underestimate me. Funeral and wake me, bury me and excavate me. But I'm so cultivating, everybody replicate me. Nigga, face facts, dreadlocks, face tats, I'm the apex. I made the culture with a twin, everyday fact. I fucked the world and what I did, I practiced safe sex. I prayed more and said less, God did the rest.
They count in the south. They didn't think that we would make it up. They didn't.
It breaks my heart.
Oh, but I know God.
Where we at, goo?
Yes, he did.
Where we at, goo? Forgive me for what the stove did. Nobody touched the billy until Hope did. How many billionaires can come from Hope crib? I count three, me, A, and Ree. Bronze and rock boy, so four technically. I left the dope game with my record clean. I turned the cocaine into champagne. I cleaned up La Madina with the same soap. Me and Loro talk about how we slang dope. Now the weed is stores, can you believe this top? I put my hustle on the floor, can you believe this guy? Then we said fuck it, took the dope public. Out the mud, they gotta face you now, you can't make up this shit. Judging how you judge it, say we going corporate. Nah, we just corner boys with the corner office. I'm at the cap table, what the splits is? Not that cap table, boy, we live this. Breezy, what the business is? We push you 50 like fitting all. The shit is all, it's hit or miss. E was down 10 for this. We just got his 10 back, then went back like where the interest is. M light up the O3. We let y'all do the Zazas, OG for the OGs. Some you niggas out of pocket talking exotic. You barely been at a Bahamas, that's another topic. Monogram in my pocket off the red carpet. You see the face I made that night, shit is that shocking. Ours wasn't great, we even be alive. Gotta be crazy to y'all, nigga, we surprised. Shit is too much how we grew up. Shit don't even feel real to us. OG sold it, OG called Kingpin. The dose of drug laws and who are we then? Hove is a real nigga's dream. My only goal to make a real nigga feel seen. Sometimes I make a fake nigga hate life. Never my intentions, the consequences of my way of life. The way we used to play with life. I'm now careful with the senses. Them only jail bars of life. I never wanted to be the state's custodian. The laws are draconian. With those married to the life, it's holy matrimonian. Somehow I outfox every box and try to throw me in. With great ceremony in. Folk in them told me how Holly Caddy spoke of him. And bloking them from London, Harrow Road, Western End. I be speaking to the souls of men. Those of them willing to die for the existence that this cold world has chose for them. Kick the snow off a frozen Tim. Back and forth on his turnpike. Really took a toll on him. A lot of fallen soldiers on his roads of sin. For those who make the laws, I'ma always have smoke for them. I got lawyers like shooters. Working pro bono for him as a favor cause I thrown them limbs. In memory of T-Law, I pray none of your people die over jail phones again. All his pain from the outside inspired all his growth within. Some new planes getting broken in. Highest elevation of the self. They done fucked around and gave the bright niggas wealth. These ain't songs, these is hymns, cause I'm him. It's a Psalm 151, it's the New Testament. Fuck a hoe. Jesus turned water to wine for whole bitches, took a stove. You never know how this shit could go. Me and Biggs probably got too big if they ain't booked that low. Hindsight is 2020. Though he's getting plenty money, looking back now this shit is funny. I just got a million off a sink, without risking a million years trying to get it out the sink. Whole big, they say they don't know me internationally, niggas on the road big. I see a lot of hove and gigs. Me and me can never beef, I sweep that nigga from a whole big. Hove dead. Next time we have a discussion, who the goat, you donkeys know this. Forgive me, that's some passion talking. Sometimes I feel like Farrakhan talking to Mike Wallace. I think y'all should keep quiet. Breaks my heart.
Thank God did.
Come on, man.
But look at us now. They counted us out. They didn't think that we would make it up. They didn't believe in us. Oh, but I know God is all that she did.
In the building.
With Hollywood Cole, I'm with Marley G, bro, flying Hollygrove chicks to my Hollywood shows. And I wanna tell you something that you probably should know. This that Slumdog Millionaire Bollywood flow. And my real friends never hearing from me. Fake friends write the wrong answers on the mirror for me. That's why I pick and choose, I don't get shit confused. I got a small circle, I'm not with different crews. We walk the same path, but got on different shoes. Live in the same building, but we got different views. I got a couple cars I never get to use. Don't like my women single, I like my chicks in twos. And these days, all the girls are down the road. I hit the strip club and all them bitches find a pole. Plus I've been sipping, so this shit is moving kinda slow. Just tell my girl to tell a friend that it's time to go.
But tell me how you love it. You know you at the top and only heaven's right above it. We own. It's young running, motherfucker. If you ain't running with it, run from it, motherfucker. Alright. Now somebody show some money in this bitch. And I got my bees whipping like some honey in this bitch. Shit, dick. I got my gun in my boot purse. And I don't bust back because I shoot first. Meet me on the fresh train. Yes, I'm in the building. You just on the list of guest names. And all of my riders do not give a fuck. X Games. Guns turn you boys into pussies. Sex change. And I smoke till I got chest pain. And you niggas know I rep my gang like Jesse James. Women are possessive, and they wanna possess Wayne. I've been fly so long I fell asleep on the fucking plane. Skinny pants and some Vans. Call me AAA, get my advance in advance. Amen. As the world spinning, dance in my hands. Life is a beach, I'm just playing in the sand. Wake up and smell a pussy. You niggas can't see me, but never overlook me. I'm on the paper trail and ain't no telling where it took me. Yeah, and I ain't a killer, but don't push me.
head. Beautiful black woman, I bet that bitch look better red. Limping off tour cause I made more off my second leg. Motherfucking Birdman Jr., 11th grade. Fall on automatic start. I can hand it to Drake, I do a quarterback draw. Wildcat offense, check the paw print. We in the building, you niggas in the apartment. Now come on, be my blood donor. Flow so nice, she ain't gotta put a rug on her. Do it big and let the small fall under that. Damn, where you stumbled at? Somewhere they make gumbo at. Hang, got the fucking feet jumping like a jumping jack. And you know me, I get on this bitch and have a heart attack. Hip-hop, I'm the heart of that. Nigga, nothing short of that. President Carter, young money Democrat. Now tell me how you love it. You know you at the top and all the hell. We own you shot money, motherfucker. If you ain't running with it, run from it, motherfucker. Alright, now somebody shoot the money in this bitch. And I got my bees with me like some honey in this bitch. Shoot it. And I got my gun in my boot purse. And I don't bust back because I shoot first.
What's poppin', y'all? What's good out there? Hope y'all can hear me. Just turn up the mic some more. What's poppin'? What's poppin'? What's poppin'? What's poppin', mate? I'm looking for something to listen to. Yeah, it was good out there. Another week is just literally just flown by, man. Today is February 9th. I ended up doing something completely different today. So we went ahead and started a a new series. So I don't know what season we're in supposedly as to how they have it labeled on Blog Talk. But we are moving along. What I'm going to try to do is I'm going to try to label these a little bit better so when you're searching for stuff, you know what you're looking for and you can find it. Kind of crazy, but I find myself back at the BC stuff. And, in preparation for the upcoming webinar, February 18th, just 9 days away, we are going to dive into it just a little bit as I can only do on the radio, I guess. But, yeah, I'm going to just go into some different stuff, and we're just going to talk about it. So, a lot of people fail to realize, like, how important the history of these things are. So, let me bring it back to the forefront so we can start kind of speaking the same language. All right. So, we're going to look at the registrations of births in some early times. The birth registration, it says here, became a fairly regular practice in some parts of Europe. Yep. During the 16th century. They said, this fact is very well known. What is often less recognized is that they put in place a system that governs the registration of certain vital events. they brought this to the West shortly after. So here it says, in 1639, 32 years from the date of the first, listen what they say, white settlement in Virginia, and 19 years after the arrival of the pilgrims, they put a law in place requiring that records be kept of the date of birth. And they wanted to also keep records for the date of death of every inhabitant. So, the discussion which we are about to embark on charts the history of the first registration laws, as well as the other ones that became subsequent up to the 1800s. So we're going from the 1600s to the 1800s with this history. Now, when I try to explain to people how misguided they are in their thinking, a lot of times people seem to be frustrated. But I dare say, if you don't know what the problem is, how can you fix it? I've seen, let me segue just to give you an example. I've seen this. Your biological father, after you were born, did not claim the original statement of live birth, which you all call the certificate of live birth. The father abandoned his post, and the record became a receipt for your birthright held in their custodial banks as unclaimed property. Right. The birth of, or the notice of the live birth, it was also published in a newspaper to give everybody the opportunity to come back and claim it, which, according to this, you know, our fathers didn't. So, the certificate of live birth record was presumed abandoned. And it is a valuable proof of your birthright. Now, I dare say I challenge 90% of what I'm reading to you. But this is what I'm saying. Like, all of this shit sounds good until you start to overstand. Let me just keep reading. The hospital registered the unclaimed certificate of live birth on a ledger record of our property using our name, right? The certificate of live birth record is an abstract created from the original certificate of live birth. I don't even know what's going on. And it's called a birth certificate. All right, cool. This ledger record is held in custody as a recording of her beneficial interest. Should we return to claim it? It is also used to record any events against our beneficial interest, which is called the estate, right? So I'll go into that in the next time. But down here it says the record, as an example, would be XYZ estate. So this receipt or birth certificate is proof of the original certificate of live birth record being registered and held by Vital Records. And that copy was offered to your mother after application for a registered name as proof of birth. This birth certificate is the receipt from the original certificate of my birth, which is held in the municipality. Like, this shit just sad, though. My bad. I had to clear my throat. Yeah, this is just kind of like hunky-dory stuff, you know? You know, it sounds good. All right, so let's go back to the actual factual information as they depicted. Can't say it's 100% factual, but this is what they depicted back then, right? So, all right, so they kept the record. So the discussion, which we're about to look at, I already told you, extended up to 1842. All right, I gotta manually do all of this stuff. Slide over here and keep going. All right. So as was the case in almost all the settlements, which were established supposedly by English in North America during the 17th century, this particular state began in part as a trading corporation venture. Did you hear what I just said? All right. So the corporation was organized in Britain for the purpose of exploiting the great natural resources, especially the furs and fish that were to be found on the American continent or in surrounding waters. Now, wait, people argue all the damn time, it would seem, like, you know, this is not corporate business, right? Like we're not dealing with corporate entities, right? We all want to say our state is this and our state is that. The challenge for me is that I don't often get into the resources that I have available, but I want to share some of this tonight so that y'all can have a better understanding. So I'll repeat that section to y'all just to confirm what we're dealing with. So as was the case in almost all the settlements established by the English in North America during the 17th century, this particular state began in part as a trading corporation venture, all right? Not only was it a trading corporation venture, the corporation was organized in Britain, but it was organized for the sole purpose of exploiting the great natural resources, and we know, boy, did they exploit, that were to be found on the American continent and surrounding water. However, the development of this state differs from that of many other states because from the inauguration of the venture, they keep going back to that venture, all right? The trading company in London, which supported the settlement, voted to transfer the responsibility for governing and administering the state to those shareholders who migrated to America or North America. I don't know if I'm supposed to be reading this shit. Like, I've never read this shit before. Peace out there in the chat. So, in any instance, one of the consequences of this decision was that only about 6 months after the first settlers arrived in this state in 1630, a general court or legislature had been established. So they went and they set up a court structure or a governing body, if you will, right? Although at the beginning, the suffrage qualifications for electing this body were restrictive. Within 4 years, all free men, you got to remember, they came over as indentured servants. So even though they're saying white and all this stuff, just let's put it in, you know, perspective. But they came over as indentured servants. So all free men willing to swear loyalty, and this is what they came up with, to a Christian code, right? Pay attention. Became eligible to elect deputies to represent them at meetings of the general court held in this state.
Right. Boom. Okay, I just messed up. Go back. Go back. All right. My bad.
So where did I leave off? Right here. So it was this body which in that year was to enact the first law relating to, pay attention. Should I help y'all tonight? Nah, I ain't gonna do it. I'm gonna just say this. Regulating registration of births. All right? So this is the first place where the law existed that is recorded for this particular state. All right. So the settlement over which the general court of this state acquired hegemony, I guess consensus, was an extensive land area extended from the Charles River, I'm going into too much, to beyond this particular area. So as we go through all of that, okay, for about a decade, ever since the people started to migrate to North America, some of the more adventuresome among them had helped to form this particular state in this area. All right, cool. Told y'all I haven't read this shit. I'm just reading it to y'all for the first time. All right, let me get past some of that. So we'll get back to this. The relationship between the general court and the state or the towns of this state is of special interest to the historians of what is considered vital registration, because the first registration law was passed by this court, placing the burden for collecting vital statistics on the towns. You get it? Y'all paying attention? I don't know what's going on with me today. But in any instance, what this is demonstrating is what this is demonstrating is just the lack of understanding. If you went to the YouTube channel and you watched our video that we put up on pretty much going over the history of how we got into this position, you look at the Townsner Act being dated in and around 1907 all the way up to 1921. I think it's officially enforced 1921 or around that time. But the idea that this was something new, that's the deception. What actually happened, and I'm going to come back to the reading in a second. What actually happened in that time was they, because of having gone through bankruptcy, because of having lost their ventures, right? what ended up happening was they had to revamp their whole, I guess, corporate structure. So what they did was they hid from you the fact that they had a chief executive officer in that position for 5 consecutive terms. You won't find that in your history books, but if you dig into it, you'll see that they purposely had one person in and amongst all the distractions in that office for 5 consecutive terms. You were told that the longest sitting president was 3 consecutive terms, which is a lie. But neither here nor there. What happened was, during all that chaos, they revamped their system. See, vital statistics does not have federal laws regulate the collection of birth registrations. What they have is, they have the states under regulations by what would be considered a federal agency. So the states enforce these things upon you. And if I go into it, which I plan to in the webinar, you'll see proof of how much these individuals make. You'll see proof of the fact that the clerk of court is a naturalization officer and gets paid handsomely. They all do for the things that they do to you. People have a misconception of what they're dealing with. I told y'all the information is free. I never try to take that away from y'all, right? I share what I feel like sharing since I'm giving it away for free. So in any instance, I always enjoy the fact that I can get some involvement. Appreciate y'all in the chat. In any instance, so when it comes down to it, everyone keeps failing at this because they don't know what to do. They don't know what to do as it relates to grabbing or securing or redeeming the actual birth certificate. So everybody and their mother go about this or attempt to do this from the perspective of authenticating it. And that's fine, except that it doesn't yield the result that you're looking for. So to just continue, what is, right? What is, I'm going to go back to the reading for a little bit. So where did I leave off? All right. So you put a plate. Okay. So the precedence for such a law was established early. The precedence for it was established early. The court had been organized. The governor and his assistants undertook such diverse responsibilities as selecting the constables of the town and approving the name of the individual town which had been suggested, right? And this is as they're establishing this particular court. Orders of this sort were made by the first court ever convened, right? A lot of details here. It was at this meeting that the court established its right to require that any person or group desiring to find a new town first obtain its permission. So they started to regulate. If you're going to go establish something, you got to come through us. All right. So this system of town relations was institutionalized by a general law which provided that towns could pass only orders that were not repugnant to the laws and orders here established by the court, not the Constitution, people. All right? This is history for you. So the original registration law built upon this tradition, where it enacted this law on this particular date, and it says this: that there be records kept of all administration of all inventory of all births of every person within this jurisdiction. The records were to be kept by the recorder of each town, an appointed official whose job also included making records of the place of each man's house. They had to make records of where you lived and that man's land. They wanted to keep records of the judgment in every court. They wanted to keep records of all purchases by and from, go figure, Native Americans. The law did not specify who was to inform, listen, the law did not specify who was to inform, because y'all always, this the crazy shit is the fact that, you know, you all have this plight. This is not my plight. I don't have a American birth certificate to say I need to reclaim. This is not my challenge. This is, which is why I can laugh through all of this. All I'm trying to do is help. You don't have to accept my help. You know, by all means, you can go seek help somewhere else. Y'all can keep authenticating. It sounds good. Oh, that shit sounds good. But here it is. I mean, you know, you want to know how all this shit happened and what they do. It's right here. How did they trick your mom to become the informant when they never had an informant in the beginning? Wait a minute. This is not my problem. So we already discovered that they didn't have that in place. So let's see what else they had. Some of y'all in for a rude-ass awakening. He was ordered to pay the recorder for every birth. And back then it was pennies. The law also required that these records were to be certified once each year by the court, until which time they would have no legal status. I feel like I should just stop reading. Like, I feel like this is something I need to go sit down and study on my own, you know? I'm telling you. I'm telling you. This is crazy. You don't have a legal status. You don't have no status. Nope. Nope. You don't got no status. All right. So you don't got no status. And any town which failed to provide its records for certification by the court was subject to penalties. Right? So they had to pay. All right. It seems pretty clear that the legislature was not motivated to register death by any interest in studying the public health. You hear what they want to do? Study the public health. And record its births so that they can try to predict the course of population growth. Now, if that doesn't tell you the whole point of them putting this, what? You know, if this doesn't tell you why they did what they did, then I don't know what to tell you. You get what I'm saying? So for those that didn't get it, they wanted to track and predict how the population would grow. That's it. That's the whole premise of this shit. Tattletailers. All right. So these events were registered because they were among the fundamental facts which had to be known any community intent upon preserving a record of itself. The same sort of impulse which makes some people today into amateur genealogists. All right? So, furthermore, and this was probably the more important motive, they just gave us three, or they're giving us three, list of births would be useful in cases of probate. All right? So here's your third motive. So thus the text preceding the statement of this record reads, many judgments having been given in our courts, whereof we don't have records, no records are kept of the evidence, and the reasons upon which the verdict and judgment did pass, the records, if we had them being duly entered and kept, would be good use for the presentation to posterity, right? It would be a relief to such as shall have just cause to have their cases heard and reviewed. It is therefore by this court ordered and decreed that henceforth, da 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 da, all the evidence be recorded in a book to be kept for posterity. There you have it. All right? There you have it. Now, the whole thing to me, you know, see, a lot of y'all keep missing the mark. I don't know if you're just excited, you know, to just type away or maybe just participate in something or whatever your motive is. You know, the challenge for you all, as I said, this is not my plight. So whether or not you all get to see what it is that you need to see, that's not my prerogative. I'm only going to help a few people. Now, the people that I am helping, I've already showed them the laws that none of y'all will bring forward, right? Right? None of y'all. So at the end of the day, I appreciate the continued support. Let me go to the call lines. Let's see if we got some callers. 901-270. What's poppin'? I don't even want to read those. I think I'm good. Ain't much. What's poppin'?
So listen, and you just made me think about something. What we're doing is not difficult, but the gatekeeping is real. And I say that to say this, it's easier to authenticate the birth certificate than to actually, you know, take care of what you need to take care of, claim it. And that should say something to some people.
Word. You know, what's crazy is I see in the chat, and I'm not going to give them no more credence than this, but they're asking me why I'm supposedly, I guess, telling y'all to seek out register. Now, if I communicated that, if that's the interpretation you got from everything I've said thus far tonight, good luck. Good luck. You know, good luck. Oh, you want me to define certificate? Certificate is a claim, buddy. That's all it is. And that's the last of it. In any instance, what people fail to realize is this. And I promise you, because of the so-called outlook, see, without me reading, I'll just go into, they say, the ownership. It can never be ownership, smart person. Go look at Webster 1933. It tells you exactly what it is. Yo, I'm done with the chat. Y'all gonna make me never open the chat again. I appreciate y'all, though. Y'all are amazing. So, yeah, so at the end of the day, what I was trying to say is
people fail to realize because they don't know what they're talking about or what they're doing. Now, because I'm a little bit distracted with the chat, they're silly, I'm going to take a step back and I'm going to just give it to you a different way, right? So look at it like this. They told you what their intentions were. They wanted to track prosperity. And prosperity. And we're all for it, right? We're all for it. We're all for the prosperity. So then look at this person. They said they want me to entertain them because I should stop talking about what I'm doing and talk about them. Right? I appreciate you. I know you. You know I know you. But I appreciate you anyway. So the reality is everybody wants to talk about a certificate as an ownership, right? So they want you to believe that a certificate is your title, right? That it demonstrates in some way, shape, or form that once you authenticate that, that you've captured the original record. So let's revisit the original record. What is the name of the form that the nurse or whatever the agent is, I guess the vital agent at the hospital, what is the name of the form that they have you complete? How many different challenges does that form present? All right, so you've often heard mama's baby, daddy's maybe, right? The child comes from the mother every time without fail, right? But why is it daddy's maybe? Why is it that daddy has to prove that he is the dad? Why is that? Did you know that there are laws like illegitimacy laws that affects or I love it. That affects or yeah, that ultimately affects, I don't know what's going on. You're giving me a lot of feedback, so I don't know. Yeah. My bad. I had to mute you for a second. I can't do that. In any instance, what I'm saying is the child, right, has to deal with issues of inheritance, and they do this in the form of what is considered corruption of blood. Now, how do they corrupt the blood? Well, if the mom and the dad are not married, it doesn't matter if the father claims the child is still considered to be born out of wedlock, therefore being illegitimate. At the end of the day, people can squawk and carry on and, you know, say whatever they want to say. If you figured out what you needed to do, you wouldn't have time to sit here and entertain whatever you consider that's coming out of my mouth. The reality is, whoever you are, you haven't claimed anything. And the fact that you keep using that S word just proves how dense you are. So, for me, I'm going to say this and I'm going to get off because ain't nobody going to heckle me on my own show. All right. So this is the last thing I'll say. Y'all need to figure this stuff out. The people that are on here, like these trolls that have time to waste, can't help you figure out what you're supposed to do. But I'll give you the rundown just because I can. Here's what you do, smarty pants. Grab that BC, smarty pants. Slap an affirmation on it, smarty pants. Then take it to the clerk, smarty pants. Throw it on the record, smarty pants. Make sure you get what you're supposed to get, smarty pants. Take that, smarty pants. Run it up to the Secretary of the State, smarty pants. Then you authenticate, smarty pants. Then you run it back down to the clerk, smarty pants. And this is what y'all keep doing because y'all are silly. I bet you on here, you want to tell me about UCCs and all type of stupid shit. But this is the last thing I'll say. When you get the record back, after you so-called authenticate it, you have to cancel that record. Now, if you haven't done that, right? If you haven't done that, then I don't know what you're going to do. And I don't know how to help you, right? Yeah, so is your mother. And on that note, I appreciate y'all. Peace.